Cambridge Hospital has two emergency rooms, one for psychiatric patients and one for medical ones. Emergency medicine doctor Ben Milligan is responsible for daily operations in the medical ER.
So we have about 25 rooms here, and right now there's about 8 or 10 people here in the department as patients.
Soon, the medical ER will start getting more patients. On June 4th, for the first time in 40 years, Cambridge Hospital will have only one emergency room, the medical ER. All patients, whether they're having an emergency of the body or mind, will be seen there. Milligan says the medical ER already receives about half of the 5,000 emergency psychiatric patients that come to Cambridge Hospital each year.
Essentially, it's a geographical change in which those patients will now be cared down here with the rest of the patients we've already been caring for.
Cambridge Health Alliance, which operates Cambridge Hospital, is billing this move as a merger. Milligan says they found a way to preserve the service and the quality of care while improving patient flow and access through the medical emergency room. But some staff and family members of patients who use the 4 beds in the psych ER are calling it a closure, and they're outraged. 19 jobs will be eliminated, including the job of Nurse Ellen Lyons Connors, who has worked in the psych ER for the last 15 years.
Everyone in the psychiatric emergency room, excluding the doctors, were fired. Several weeks ago, we were notified. But the hospital continues to profess that this is a merger. There will be no more expert psychiatric nurses caring for patients. There will be medical nurses that are very good at what they do, but they are not expert at providing psychiatric care.
Clinicians also will no longer be in charge of watching patients who need constant surveillance because they're at risk of harming themselves or others. In the medical ER, security officers will take on that duty. And while the medical ER will have 2 dedicated psych beds, they won't have video monitors like they do in the psych ER. Also, those dedicated psych beds will be located next to the ambulance bay, a busy corridor where paramedics bring patients in on stretchers. Psychiatrist George Kramer says he's so concerned about patient and staff safety that he's resigned.
There's a complete change in the treatment philosophy or model. This is going to be a consult model. So that means that the doctor in the emergency room is going to have complete authority over the case. The psychiatry people will be there as consultants. So that makes it very different.
But Cambridge Hospital is losing money. A state report says it's one of only 11 unprofitable hospitals in Massachusetts. The ER merger is expected to save about $1 million annually. But this fiscal year, the hospital already is more than $21 million in the red. Chief of Psychiatry at Cambridge Health Alliance, Jay Burke, says it comes down to the fact that the psych ER is not affordable.
The problem is with reimbursement for mental health services these days, it's very difficult to cover our cost in maintaining that service.
Covering psychiatric costs is a problem many hospitals in Massachusetts and the country face, because insurance reimbursement rates are so low, they often don't cover the cost of care. Mary Lou Sutters is the former commissioner of mental health for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. She says that unlike in businesses where more customers means more profit, in the healthcare world, having more psych patients can actually cut into the bottom line.
All volume means is that you're losing more money.
Sutters says she doesn't blame Cambridge Health Alliance for trying to improve its finances. It does serve more low-income patients than any hospital in the state, and more than half of its psychiatric and substance abuse patients are on Medicaid, which has low reimbursement rates. But Sutters is concerned that mental health is always the first thing on the chopping block because of poor reimbursements.
There are other parts of healthcare that are very well reimbursed and very well financed. You see hospitals adding things such as surgical practices and orthopedics and the like. You rarely hear of hospitals increasing their behavioral health profile because it's a, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but it's a bottom feeder. It loses money for hospitals. It loses money in practices.
Sutter says we don't value mental health care as a society. But at a recent Cambridge City Council meeting, it was clear some people do value mental health services. During public comments, Cambridge resident Janann Licklider told city councilors that Cambridge Hospital's psych ER is her safe place, because it's her son's safe place.
We've used the psychiatric emergency room 30 times, and we've never had a bad experience. I can't say that about anything else in my life.
Licklider says she believes in the psyche ER at Cambridge Hospital so much that she and her husband bought a condo a block away from it. That way, her son, who suffers from Asperger's syndrome and bipolar disorder, can walk there when he needs to.
I asked him if he thought this was a good idea to merge, and he said, no, that's not a good idea at all. He's been to the medical emergency room, too, but he said psych patients need it to be quiet. We need to decrease stimulation. And he just didn't think it made sense.
It may not make sense to those who use the service, but hospital officials say it does make sense financially. Still, Chief of Psychiatry Jay Burke says it was not his preference to close the unit.
So what we have has been very special, it's been very important, but we simply have to face the fact that circumstances have changed and we don't have the money to sustain it.
Burke says he's determined to prove that integrating the emergency rooms and streamlining care can work just as well, if not better, for patients. And he says it's the industry standard. But Mary Lou Sutter says the industry standard is not what Cambridge Health Alliance should be moving towards.
They used to be a gold standard.
And what are they now?
Run of the mill.
AB Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.